a whole section of their brain is used for music, whereas those who learn later, they still can do it because the brain has a way of you know, going around another route to do some things, and they still can, but it's different. That's interesting. Now, let's progress further. We're answering the question, which do you think come first? Now, that's infants. And we go to adults. Now, the adult brain is interesting. Somehow, the man's brain and the woman's brain are slightly different. Process things slightly differently. They not only look different outside, they look different inside in their brain. And can we show a little picture under men, women, one on the screen? And that one is taken from March 27, 1995, a summary of research done on the new science of the brain. In fact, the 1990s is a period of great brain research, in case we don't realize that. In the 1990s, the other George Bush proclaimed it as a decade of the brain. He's mentioned in this. Brain research was done a lot. And that is on the top picture. You see the function of the brain. The top picture is when you're doing a maths test. On the left side is the man, on the right side are the women. And then on the average math test, that doesn't use that much mathematical skills, you see it's almost level. Now the red parts are the parts that you're concerned about, because the red parts is where a lot of brain activity. Have you noticed that when the men are doing a mathematical problem like calculus or some tough thing, or I'm not sure where they got calculus and set SAT test, but look at all the red spots all over them, which is a heightened brain activity. But look at the ladies, they're just cool. What was the result? They found that when ladies are doing mathematics, they're very cool about it. Doesn't stress their brain. But for men, when they're doing that, oh, their brain goes into hyperdrive. To put it in plain English, ladies take just the first gear to do the mathematical problem when they do it, but men have to go into fourth gear and fifth gear, overdrive, in order to do the high SAT test. Okay, at least the men get right in saying that. And that's an interesting thing. Now remember, these are all average studies, which means there are always exceptions to the case. Right? It doesn't mean everyone is that way. But on average, a general average, a lot of it is that way. There are always exceptions. And who knows, you can find a cool person, cool man doing a maths test very coolly. Now let's go to the next diagram on man, women, two. This is an interesting one, the next one. Ah, this is the interesting one. And on our computer screen is an image of the brain as its functions. And this is what the researchers said. When they ask the men or the women to think of nothing, they want to find out how their brain goes into idle, free gear. The man can't do it. In fact, here some of the university students who are part of this research says they found it very hard to think of nothing. And I read some portions of it. To compare male and female brains at work, subjects were instructed to think of nothing. In January, scientists led by Ruben Gurr of the University of Pennsylvania reported a PET scan study of 37 men and 24 women, mostly recruited by ads in local papers. Each volunteer got an injection of radioactive glucose. Glucose is brain food. Active regions of the brain use more glucose. So they test it with glucose, radioactive glucose. And for 30 minutes, a volunteer lay in a quiet, dimly lit room with eyes open and a head in a tunnel with detectors embedded in the walls. Each volunteer was told to relax, without exerting mental effort. And so you have that thing happening. While the pet was read his or her mind, here are the results. In man's idling brains, the action was in the temporal limbic system. In the diagram, the temporal limbic system is at the lower part of your brain. Oh, the primitive region that controls highly unsubtle expressions of emotion, your limbic brain, such as fighting. Now you know why men likes to fight. Sports, competition. It is often dubbed the reptilian brain. Okay. Because it's just a part of the brain stem. I'll show you a picture of the brain afterwards. In most of the women supposedly idling their brain, the neurons were buzzing in the posterior cingulate gyrus. That's the upper portion up there. You know? And the upper portion. And different sections, as you can see, that is emphasized. A totally different section. Not even the researchers were sure what all this shows. They saw the results and they could not explain it. Well, the Bible says God didn't make men and women different. And for one thing, 13 men and 4 women show more activity, more like the other sex, which means 13 of them were exceptional. Seems to be different. The real problem is that thinking of nothing is nearly impossible. Volunteer and co-researcher Lynn Mosley admits that some of the time I was probably thinking, when is this going to be over? What the PET scans may actually be showing is that when told not to think, or when told to think of nothing, men fixate on areas of the physical, while women weave together strings of words. That's an interesting little observation. And so when the man's brain is an idol, the pilot light, you know what a pilot light is, always a light that's left on, seems to reside in the area of the brain that governs physical activity and emotions. The women's brain idol, generally speaking, on the words area. Let's get another picture. Men and women's brain while they are doing speech. And both sides of the next picture we have here, both sides of a woman's brain are used in processing language. A man's mind is more compartmentalized. The one on your right, when language is being processed, the man just uses one side of his brain. Women uses both sides of his brain. And right. And here's a little thing that they mention in regard to that system of the left and the right brain. Let me check where the picture comes from. That's an interesting little diagram and research. And this is what they observe when they're looking at the men and women's brain. They were functioning. Ah. That's another article that we have taken from Time Magazine, July 31st, 1995. And so they ask in this diagram here, why can't a woman think more like a man? Why can't a man think more like a woman? And in this report, they found that there could be reasons why God made it that way. Of course, they didn't mention God. I put the word God in. And they found that when men compartmentalize their thinking in the brain like that, it says, the relative lack of crosstalk between the two hemispheres of the brain may actually benefit the man by allowing each half of the brain to concentrate on what it does best. Studies have shown that when men are confronted with problems that deal with spatial orientation, a function that can be handled by both the left and right hemisphere, they tend to use the right hemisphere only. Thus, there aren't many distracting messages coming in from the left hemisphere, which concentrates on language. This cerebral division of labor could also explain why there are so many more male architects and chess champions. Their brains may simply be better able to concentrate on solving problems involving spatial relations. Just because scientists can measure these differences, however, does not mean they understand their causes. So they could measure, they could get the facts, but they still don't understand. Still cannot fully explain. Are men born with better spatial abilities, or do they develop them by playing sports in which eye-hand coordination is crucial? Were they made that way? They got questions, but no answers. Are women innately better at reading words and understanding emotions, or do they just get more practice? Cause or effect? And that's the question. If hereditary and biology are important, though, then it's a pretty good bet that the sex hormones are somehow involved. For that reason, researchers have been dwelling into the effects of testosterone and estrogen on the brain. And so basically, that's average many, many times. Of course, there are exceptions to the case of men and women. Like even in they analyze one woman chess champion, and she uses both sides of her brain. Still. So scientists can observe the facts, observe it, but they are trying hard to come up with some conclusions. Let's go to the next picture. And now we have the brain. We have a little picture of a brain. And apparently, we're talking about thoughts and words, aren't we? We're talking about thoughts and words. What they found out was that language is more complex than we think. And on the diagram here, you have one section that supposed to be a language reception, which is, as you can see, in one section of the brain. And then there's a speech section. There's a language expression. And all spread out over different parts of your brain. And here's what they found. Language is so complex that nouns are processed in one part of the brain and verbs in another part of the brain. That's how complex they found language is. And let's get the last and final picture. Then we began drawing some conclusions. Now here's a picture of the brain showing all the different parts of the brain.